You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I'm reading this story about chores, household chores. And it's funny because almost all men say that they're convinced that they split the chores equally at their house. And then they turn around and they ask the wives, and they about peed themselves laughing, saying, no, they are not split evenly, no matter what the guys say. In a man's mind, I suppose they are split evenly, but the women say, no. And then the story, this is through the Pew Research Center, they went on to talk about the things that people just say they refuse to do. And we found that kind of interesting and kind of funny. We thought it would be good for a Friday morning laugh. What is it that you absolutely refuse to do? And I'm going to say this up front. It doesn't have to be a household chore. Mm-hmm. That's just what got us thinking about it. But are there certain things in your life that you just refuse to do?
Like role play with your lover? Stuff like that?
Yeah, in there.
You can put that in there if you want.
No, I'm not wearing a nurse's outfit.
So you don't refuse to do that?
Right. Mine is, I refuse, it is a chore, to do the cat box at the house. I'm sorry, I won't do it. I'll do a lot of things for my wife. I will do all of, you know, whatever she has on my honey-do list. But if cat box is on there, not doing it. And I think it has to do with years and years of growing up with cats, multiple cats, three cats at a time. I was always having to do the cat box. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of it. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I want no more cats, no more cat box.
What about the thing where they show the videos of cats who are trained to go on the toilet?
That
kind of grosses me out a little bit.
I've seen this. Some of the funniest videos you'll ever see. It's cats hunched over on a toilet using...
I got on Amazon because it's actually a toilet-shaped litter box that you put in there to start the training process. This close to getting it for my mom's cats, but you know, what if one of them falls in and nobody's home,
and then you got
a wet cat?
That's funny.
You accidentally fly.
Chris, what's
mine has to do with food.
All right.
Yeah, I would refuse to eat like calamari or squid oyster or a snail or anything slimy.
Yeah, you're weird about your food.
That's not weird.
You're missing out on the calamari.
We could never date. Mm.
Just in general, you're weird about food, not those specifics. Emily, what do you got?
Well, I need to say that the study that men think that the chores are even and then women laugh and say, ha, 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 that's true in our case. Except it's that sweet gentleman caller, does most of the chores over me. However.
That's why you're keeping him around.
Pretty much. In our house, though, we have designated
zones.
So gentleman
caller is like a merry maid?
I dress him up like that sometimes, yeah.
Anyway, you have designated what?
What of it? We have designated zones in our house. Gentleman caller is the dish captain. Mm-hmm. I am the laundry captain. However, being said laundry captain, for some unknown reason, I refuse to pair up his socks. I refuse to fold his socks. I just put all of his socks in a big pile, and I let him do it. I don't know why. I'm kind of a bitch. I don't do his socks.
I get that. The folding socks.
I won't do it.
It's a horrible thing.
I love him. I would run in front of a bus for him, but I won't fold his socks.
Yeah. Do you fold his underwear?
I do.
Yeah, there you go.
But not socks.
Just
hand him a pile?
I hate it.
Isn't it kind of funny that underwear is folded in the first place? Why does it need to be folded?
Better than hung up.
I guess. For me, I was going to do the easy one, which is iron shirts. I just won't do it. I will take my shirts in for shirt laundry everywhere because I refuse to iron a shirt. Pants, I'll maybe do every once in a great while, but ironing... I figure I've gotten to a place in my life, Jeremy, where I just don't...
You don't need that in your life.
But I think I'll reject that one. I'm going to go with... I know you are a man's man, Jeremy, when it comes to changing the oil on your car and opening up that hood and doing all car maintenance. My dad was a man's man, and he could do anything with an automobile. I did not inherit that gene. I refuse to do any kind of do-it-yourself car repair.
But do you know how to do any of it?
I can change the spark plugs. I've changed oil once before. I can change a tire.
But now you don't even wash it. You don't even wash.
I have no time, and I will not change my own oil.
How about the woman that you love? The woman that you would
die for? Why would I need to change
her
oil? I'll take her car to a place and have it done in
30
minutes.
Yeah, he'll pay somebody to do it for 30 bucks.
It's not that the job won't get done. I just won't do it.
Yep.
So I will not be that guy who's in his driveway showing off to all the neighbors that he's doing a car repair.
Is that what I do? Am I showing off?
Yeah, you're showing off to
everybody. You're doing like 10 minutes flat.
You're doing it in a tuxedo. That is a bit of a show off.
we have Chris on the phone. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dom.
Happy Friday. So what is it that you refuse to do?
I will refuse any time to peel a banana.
Whoa, why? What happened?
That's really funny. I'm about to walk down the hall and get my banana out of the office.
Something from your childhood or something?
Why do you not want to peel a banana?
She was a monkey in a former life.
No, hopefully not. I can't stand bananas. They're gross. They're oozy. They're mushy. If you peel a banana, you smell like it the rest of the day. And I teach first grade, and kids ask me to peel bananas all the time, and I just say, nope, go find an expert to do that. I'm not it.
Will not wow. peel
That is so weird.
I feel the banana is the cleanest and easiest out of all of the fruits to enjoy.
I can't say that I smell like one.
And Chris, if you're getting mushy bananas, you don't know how to pick them out at the store.
Oh, I don't buy bananas either.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not going to talk her into it. So just
no.
Okay, go on with your life.
You know, you've gone this long keeping bananas out of your
life.
Screw
the banana.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You have a great day. Have a fun weekend. We have a couple of Jens on the line. Here's one of them. Hello, Jen, number one. Welcome to the show.
Jen. Hello there.
Yeah. So what is it you refuse to do?
I will not do toilets.
Meaning clean them?
I won't clean them. I use them.
Constantly. Multiple times a day. Yeah, I'm with you. The toilet kind of grosses me out.
Yeah, I was that guy. I had a Hanamaka Frau for 9 years. It's a cleaning woman. And she quit on me about 3 or 4 months ago. And Jeremy, since then...
Dirty toilets?
No, I have cleaned them and I...
Don't like it.
I hate it.
It's really bad with little kids. Like my little 4-year-old Reed, he sits on the toilet with like a little kid's potty seat. You know, it's a little smaller, so he sits on that. But then he goes number one, and somehow it gets under that potty seat.
Sure.
So you take it off, and then you've got a ring of urine on your toilet seat. Don't have kids.
That's the moral of the story.
The moral of that story.
Jen, I hope you have a fun weekend.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day.
You too.
So gross.
Here's Leslie. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
So what is it you just say no to?
Well, it's not me. It happens to be my dad. He will refuse to brush his teeth if I brush my teeth before him.
Why is that?
Because he says he thinks of the gross spit and toothpaste hitting the sink. And so he won't brush his teeth anymore for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So he has to do it first or not at all.
Oh, or not at all.
Your dad kind of sounds like a toddler, too.
A little bit.
He even grosses out watching commercials of people brushing
their
teeth.
Really? I once had somebody who told me that the grossest thing ever is to watch somebody else flossing. That they like grossed out by it. And they're like, please don't do that in front of me. Leslie, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
There's a horse of every color on God's green earth, isn't there?
Here's Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. How are you today?
You refuse to do what?
Okay, so I'm kind of like Emily with the socks. So my husband will not turn his socks when he takes them off. So he just pulls them off and leaves them. And so after I've washed them, I make sure with every pair, he has to turn at least one before he puts them back on.
So you're doing
You're saying they're inside out.
Inside out.
They're inside out. So I make sure I separate them, and I make sure at least one in each pair he has to turn.
What a sneak you are. So even if they come out normal, right side out, you'll take one and flip it inside out.
Well, no, I'll separate them. And if I have to do that, oh, yeah.
You are weird, madam.
Hello, Miss Passive Aggressive.
A little bit.
Kathleen, have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thanks for...
She's like, I'm going to show him.
Here's our other Jen K. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
What do you refuse to do?
I'm kind of a cheese snob, and so I refuse to buy any fake or low-fat or fat-free cheese.
Oh, God, I want to mouth kiss you right now.
You need the full-strength stuff.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Kraft American singles in the plastic?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're gross, and then they get all like crusty in the corners if they've been in the fridge for 2 years.
Yes, they get hard.
I was at the grocery store last weekend, and gentleman caller wanted to do like a cheesy salsa dip. And he went straight for the Velveeta. And I said, that is Vaseline cheese. That is not coming in my house.
Right.
No.
Yeah, everybody likes to talk about how that's a petroleum product. I will admit, and I've done this before when we've done the show on our white trash habits. How are you white trash? And my white trash is that I have to have the Kraft American singles in my house for when I make waffles.
For shame.
Mm-hmm.
Just
waffles.
For the waffles, Jen.
Yeah.
Yep. You get two very hot waffles, and you put a slice of that petroleum cheese in between.
I've had this.
Heaven in your mouth.
He made them here in the studio, and I tried it. It's actually pretty good.
It's very
it's
good,
really
isn't
good.
It?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Jen, why don't you try it this weekend?
Okay, I'll try it.
Don't
I'll
do
give it.
It
a whirl.
She's not going to.
Not a chance in hell.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, bye.
You know, if someone just tuned in right now and heard you say two hot waffles with Vaseline in between, they would think we're a very different show.
What kind of show is this? My children are listening.
Our ratings are probably going through the roof.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.